For CJLO News, I'm Shanalee Marie. CSU counselors have upgraded the CSU sexual violence policy and code of conduct from a standing regulation to a stronger bylaw. The Sexual Violence Accountability Committee, SVAC, will handle any sexual misconduct or violence complaints involving CSU counselors. They will investigate the issue and decide a punishment. Those punishments could range from a warning to a full termination. In an update to a previous story, former Deputy Health Minister Sylvain Gagnon now blames Group Katasa, the owners of Heron Seniors Residence, for poor living conditions. The Montreal Gazette broke a story that showed 38 senior residents died and many were suffering during the early stages of the pandemic. The Liberals promised to add 1 million jobs, expand aid, and start a national child care program in a thrown speech called to announce plans for a post-first wave recovery. The Liberals say they plan to extend wage subsidy programs with special attention to industries that rely on tourism and gathering. The thrown speech also marked a return to regular parliamentary proceedings, which were paused in the summer. Today's stories are by Luca Caruso-Moro and Hadassah Alencar. To hear more, visit cjlo.com/news.